Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, obviously, we had a bit of a conversation. We looked ahead to the Champions League final through Andy's slightly nervous eyes.
Yes.
You can have nervous eyes. Dean Windass joined us because it's big playoffs weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And Dean took us back to when he fired Hull into the top division for the first time.
I'll tell you what, we had that competition winner, and we don't normally put her, but she was so excited you're here.
Yeah.
And it's a great prize, so...
It certainly was. This was Christine, who was in the Green King Heineken competition, and as you'll hear, she was very pleased. Plus, we heard from Todd Macklin, and we discussed a very odd story from the world of basketball, and I think that's pretty much it.
It is.
Martin Kellner, of course.
Oh, yes.
And we learnt about the school cruise. Who knew? Here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Paul. Good afternoon, everybody. And talking about penalty shootout, I made my wife watch it. Because she hates football, but she likes the penalty shooter.
She likes the penalty shooter.
So I said to her, come and watch this. But it went on so long. And after De Gea missed, she actually said to me, I thought they were going to have to get somebody out of the crowd, which I thought was quite funny.
Well, my missus did say to me, what do they do once everybody's taken one? Mm. So I said, well, they basically just go round. Let's go round again. The average white band come on, and they take a penalty each. All members of the average white band come on, and FIFA should do that. That would be
idea,
good,
really.
Fantastic. They are men of a certain age these days. But good afternoon,
actually,
if you're listening.
If you get subbed in extra time, though, you're on a bonus. You basically haven't got the responsibility of having to take a penalty. It's actually quite a good thing, isn't it? Like Pogba got subbed just before, you know, the penalties got taken.
I mean, because you sit there, you choose the penalty takers, and then so everybody thinks, I'm off the hook.
Yeah.
And then you see them going in, and you see them. And so you've got to be prepared for it. You've got to be ready to step up. So
the penalties were a high standard.
Well, they were, but I thought the goalkeeping was at relatively at times
great,
quite low standard.
No.
Anyway, as we said, the crib sheet has emerged from David De Gea, and goalkeeping experts have been looking at his technique, and they think they've got to the bottom of why he doesn't save many penalties. He hasn't saved 40 attempts. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on. David Priest will be joining us. We're going to be in Porto. Kevin Parker's the secretary of the Man City Supporters Club. He's there on the ground. We'll get a feeling for the way things are going. I'm sure that little incident last night was pretty isolated. Certainly my experience in Madrid with the Liverpool Spurs fans, it was brilliant atmosphere. Everybody was getting on. So I'm sure that was a minor skirmish and generally people are getting on out there. I certainly hope so anyway. And we are going to have a chat with our own Jason Cundy, who's not on tonight, of course. So I'll be interested to know from Jason why Chelsea have beaten City. I know you've got your thoughts on this and we'll all have our thoughts on it.
Yeah.
But and how much will that feed into tomorrow, depending on what happens? So we'll chat to Jason, a man not only loves the club as a fan, but played for them as well.
Absolutely. And I don't know if you saw this morning, Jesse Lingard, the story about him, his watch going missing, which is a very troubling story.
Strange story. That happens on a Sunday morning, Jesse, not a Premier League
except
club.
A slightly more expensive watch.
Yeah, I would imagine.
But funny enough, my wife's watch has gone missing. She had a watch of great sentimental value given to her by her mother. And somehow, between the time she was in hospital and the time she's gone out, it's gone missing. We've searched high and low and everything. So we finally, after about 3 months of looking and deciding this thing's never going to turn up, going back to the shop where it was valued last year, blah, 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 we'd put in a claim. You know, insurance companies are fantastic, aren't they? You know, and so they sent round an assessor. It's got a little bit, it's not like a...
Like a referee's assessor.
No. Insurance assessor.
It would be great if Pierluigi Collina turned up to decide whether you could get a payout on her watch.
Honestly, and this woman turns up and I said to her, do you like a tea or coffee? She said, oh, no, we're not allowed to. I said, so
really?
What are you talking about? She said, oh, no, COVID, we're not allowed to.
Oh, yeah, no, I can understand. No,
I can't. I said, so how are you going to get a COVID from my cup of tea that I'm going to make you?
You'll be saying that a lot of people have been told that, official people. Yeah, I had some guys come and do a bit of work in the house.
I've got this thing about... I'm big into the rules, but if the rules don't make any sense, there's no point because people are not going to go along with it. And I said to her, I've got a special COVID blend with added virus. I'll serve it with antibody biscuits if you want.
There was antibody biscuits. Yeah. There was no need for that.
Well, I know, but...
There was no need
for that. It was after she said to me...
She'd get into trouble,
otherwise. She was asking about the watch, and then at one point she said to me, and what were the hands like? I said, is that a serious question?
Yeah.
So what's that got to do with anything? I'm not the best person to deal
with. We're back to the average white band and let's go round again. That's the next line of the song. What is it today?
Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay. And what else have I got here? I do like these from the forthcoming marriages in the Times
Thank
today.
God you look out for those because I don't. It's good.
The engagement is announced between Rory, son of Harry and Emma Goodman of Chadlington, and Miss IEA Isabel Talks. That's her last name, T-A-L-K-S. You so wanted to have a brother called Ted.
Yeah.
How good would that be?
Edward Talks. The Right Honourable Edward Talks. James is a Celtic fan. He says, wouldn't it be good if the coaches and managers then just started to take penalties? I suppose you'd start with the manager after the keepers and work your way through
then the
coaches.
Fans.
But there would be, if you said someone had come out of the crowd that you had to nominate one person, or they said, OK, in the Villarreal end, D24, who's D24? Madam. That would be great, wouldn't it? It'd just be a complete potluck.
It's more like for Noel Gallagher and David Bedil.
Yeah, and then after you've had the fans, you have the celebrities. Then you've got nowhere to go, have you? But it's a thought.
That'll be
a
long shootout.
You were telling me, Andy, about a feature. You still take the excellent Sports Illustrated magazine.
It's a brilliant mag.
And there's a big feature on the Yips, in this case in the world of baseball. I mean, people know it from the world of golf. That kind of involuntary wrist spasm that can happen to golfers that can completely affect their game. So many great players have had it over the years.
This is two players. Well, I think it's happened to a few players, but this was about two players. One, a fielder who couldn't throw the ball in, and he was a gold glove fielder, like a gold glove.
So he can't release the ball. A bit like
He just goes all over the place.
Oh, so it goes. Yeah. Okay. And the way that Eric Bristow couldn't release the ball, the dart at the right time when he had the yips.
And Patsy Fagan, he couldn't use the rest.
You couldn't use the rest and. Lots of golfers.
But this is a pitcher called John Lester, who, when you're pitching, you throw to home plate to the batter, but sometimes when there's a runner on base, you have to turn around and try and pick him off to stop him stealing base. A bit technical, but that's...
It's quite understandable.
He hasn't been able to throw to base for 2 years attempt to pick him up. He just can't bring himself to, because he's worried he's going to throw it like miles wide or miles high.
So, I mean... In that case, wouldn't you just always run to first base, knowing?
Well, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you could play him, couldn't you? So he's still getting the game.
I don't know if this is a pick-off, so I don't know so much that he must have to throw to first base. He must.
Well, not just first base. Well, they throw all the bases at times, don't
they? That's true. Yeah, I hadn't thought about
it. Oh, blimey, he'd be. So anyway, we're interested to know, because they say a lot of it is kind of psychological, and that would tend to be in elite athletes more, or elite players of a sport, because it matters more, you know.
Yeah, I knew left-arm spinners suffer from it in cricket. I knew a guy, a lovely guy, and he had to give up, basically affected his county career. And then I played with him in charity games, and he'd just bowl off two steps.
Really? Because if he had too much time to think about it,
he ran in, he couldn't do it.
Couldn't let go of the ball. Anyway, have you suffered it?
My problem was when I let go of the ball.
Yeah, that's right, where it landed, if it landed.
Yeah, exactly.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Now, Andy, we got a little bit of excitement for you now, as if the Champions League isn't exciting enough. We've been bringing you our Grinking Heineken competition. The prize on offer is a pair of tickets to the England-Scotland Euro 2020 game on Friday the 18th of June. £500 in cash to go towards the travel and accommodation. Lovely, so it's a lovely price. The good people at Heineken and Green King working together on this one. And people have entered. They answered the eliminator question. And hopefully they're now waiting by their phones because we're going to call one of them live.
Why would they not answer?
Well, I mean, they may not be in. They may not be listening. I don't know. I'd like to think they are on it. Our producer will be the arbiter at the point where we have to let someone go and move on to the next caller because they do need to pick up so we can give them the prize in this section. So if you entered and you're listening now and your phone goes off in the next few moments, please answer it.
I'll put mine on silent.
It could be... yeah. Yes, well, we'll see. That wouldn't go down well. Imagine Andy picked it up. Hello? Or he didn't. That would be even funnier. Anyway, here we go. Let's ring. Make the first call.
It's going well.
Yeah, phones aren't working.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hello. Who's that?
Who's calling?
It's Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs from TalkSport.
Hello.
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 I'm not listening to you at the moment.
Oh, you're not listening?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, well,
no, do you know what? I'm on South End Pier, so...
In fact, watch those seagulls with your ice cream. Now, what was your name? Sorry.
Christine,
did you enter the competition, the Green King competition, Heineken competition?
Yes.
You did. Well, I'm very pleased to tell you that you've won it. You have won a pair of tickets to see England against Scotland in UEFA Euro 2020 at Wembley on Friday the 18th of June. Not only that, you've got £500 to transport you from South End Pier to Wembley, and you can stay in a hotel. So £500 on top and the tickets for the game. So well done.
Thank you very much. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm having a lovely day with my friend. On her birthday. Have you got a minute or not?
That's fantastic. Well, who are you going to take to the game, Christine?
Oh, I don't know yet.
They're all going to be fighting over the ticket now, aren't you? You're going to be very popular over the next couple of weeks.
My husband, aren't I?
Yeah, well, you are.
Yeah,
you
do. Of course yeah. I
they
am.
Always say it like that, didn't they? Yeah. Begrudgingly.
That's no, right. I don't mean it like that. It's just that I'm with my buddy and I'd love her to come to be honest. It'd be rude, wouldn't it?
Who's your team, Christine? Who do you support?
I like Chelsea, to be honest.
Oh, Chelsea. Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, well, Andy, you chuffed them. Fantastic. Yeah, yeah. Brilliant.
It's going to be a special occasion.
Yeah, it will be an amazing game. It will be a great game, yeah. So we're really pleased for you, Christine. Well done. Congratulations. So our guys will stay on the line. Our guys will give you all the details. They'll put you in touch with Green King and Heineken. They'll get you your tickets and your money and have a lovely day. Enjoy it.
Oh, thank you so much. Lovely to speak to you.
Good to talk to you. Well done, Christine. So there we are. Very happy.
It would have been brilliant if you said, no, I don't really like international football. I'm more a club footballer. I'm more national league myself.
That's right. Yeah, I'm very... But no, it's great. Well, she's clearly quite excited. Let's be honest. We've given out plenty of competition prizes over the years. We've gone, you have won a trip to Australia. And they go, thanks. No, it's quite nice to hear somebody quite upbeat, wasn't it, about winning. That's a lovely prize. Lovely prize.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
It's Nick Barmby. Windass to his right, Campbell to his left. Hull City's top scorer, Fraser Campbell. A slip by Lewis Carey. Windass! Quite simply, destined to be from Team Windass. A clinical volley of Viking.
beautiful step forward, and who knows, maybe that's the moment from the hometown boy. But for 104 years of history, the city of Hull has been dreaming of that.
Sure was. Only goal of the game against Bristol City in 2008, and you can see it in your mind's eye, Dino's volley from the edge of the box. He joins us now. Good afternoon, Dean.
Good afternoon, boys. How are we doing?
Good, thank you. Yeah. Did it take you back hearing that again?
Well, still, you know, the hair's on the back of your neck still. You know, you actually know what the commentator's going to say now.
That's it's like karaoke.
You know what's coming, that's the thing, and... No, just unbelievable.
It was great. My late dad was from Hull, so I remember it was a great moment.
Yeah,
finally to get in the Premier League.
And it was, yeah, you had your blonde rinse, didn't you, that day?
Yeah, I'd done it a few times when I played for Middlesbrough and Dad in the air, and then it was Phil Brown who sort of said the week before the playoff final, because Phil was at Bolton when I played against Bolton, and I think I had my hair white then. And he says, can you remember when you had your hair white? I says, yeah. He says, do it again for the final. So I says, why? He said, just do it. And I listen, if I wouldn't have done it, he wouldn't have played me. So I have to do it. You know? But no, it was just, listen, they always say, if you wear white boots, you've got to be a player. If you have white hair, you must be daft. So there you go.
Yeah. I mean, it was a great hit. Was there ever a moment when it comes back to you, that's all you're thinking? You're right on the edge of the box and you think, I'm just going to put my foot through this.
Yeah, well, I was just catching up with play, obviously, nodded it down to Nick, and then Nick played down the side to Fraser, and sort of everybody went in towards the goal, and Nicky Barmy went to the back stick, and I just thought to myself, well, if I go in, I'm going to get picked up, and I just hung out on the edge of the box, wanted him to play it back to me, and he had to obviously chip it over the defender to get it to me, and it's like golf, when you hit a drive down the middle, you pick your tee up, and you put your club in the bag, and the rest is history, really. And you know yourself once you visit, but you do it every day in training for 20 odd years, and I've smashed a few windows and hit a few trees. And but obviously, on that day, you know, somebody was looking down on me.
You scored. That was first half goal, wasn't it? So I mean, you know, there was a lot of extra time or injury time in that game. I seem to remember, and it must have been pretty tense. I mean, the guys involved in the playoffs this weekend. You score early, you must be thinking, you know, there's plenty of time for some of the other lot to get back into this.
Yeah, well, the funny thing about it was, you know, it says on the scoreboard, you know, wind is 39 minutes. I was 39 year old, and I remember the gaffer saying to me, look, I was 39, I was only going to play 60, 65 minutes, and then he'd bring Kellen Fallon on. And I don't know why I said it, and I'm bored of saying it, but I actually said to Phil, I went, gaffer, I'll score the winner before I come off. And he went, I believe you. And obviously, he brought Nicky off first, because Nicky was sort of 34, 35, and then I think I came off for about 60, 70 minutes or something like that. It was the worst, you know, obviously half hour of my life, really. We were hanging on. And I always said, and I spoke to a couple of Bristol City players, that they were a better team on the day. But one defining moment, you know, wins you the game, they didn't take the chances, and we did.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you should always enjoy these major occasions as a sports person because, you know, they don't come along that much. But it is a pressurised game, isn't it? I can't think of many more games that have more on them than the championship playoff final.
Yeah, I think the thing is that the pressure of it, and I did an interview this morning, and it's, listen, I was 60 million, so I got called the 60 million pound man, you know. I wish I got the 60 million, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
But listen, that. You know, the supporters, the chairman, the directors, everything associated with the football club that you're at that time, they know the prize. They know. So that's why it's probably sometimes you don't get a classic, because there's that much, you know, tension, that much nerves. You know, players don't want to make mistakes. And it could be down to a referee's decision, a penalty, a sending off or anything like that. And that's why they're probably not that great at games. You get the odd one. You know, obviously with Paul Dickoff scoring for Man City and taking it to penalties and things like that. But our game wasn't a great game. I watched it back for 90 minutes and I thought, this is the worst game that I've ever played in. But it's the biggest prize, like you just said. And, you know, thankfully, I won't want to be a loser. Trust me, I won't want to be a loser, because I don't think it'd be a great experience. And, you know, I spoke to Mickey Gray a few months ago saying it still haunts him, that penalty miss when he missed it in the playoffs. So it's not a nice thing to do if you get beat, but it's absolutely unbelievable if you get through.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Just talking to Dean Windass there about a survey that he's involved with, and we've always loved a survey on this show, but this one makes no sense at all. I read in the Daily Star the other day, it said, almost a quarter of Brits voted the love it or hate it gherkin a must-have burger topping in a study by Takeaway Food. I won't name them.
Yeah.
You think, almost a quarter of Brits, what, 15 million people voted for about a gherkin? They didn't, did they?
People who were asked, of the probably 1,000 people that were asked, I would guess.
That's not a quarter of all Brits, is it?
Yeah.
I'm not going with that one.
Dickie's been in touch. When we were chatting to Will, young Will, earlier on, he said, we weren't talking to Will Young earlier on. He said, I love that you both went into dad mode. Pace yourself, son. Well, we're just aware, you know, these kids are out in the sunshine. Apparently, here in this beautiful day in Porto, it'll be lovely hot weather. You're in the fan zone,
Chelsea,
the lager's flowing.
Munich.
And the next thing the old days are blur. I mean, we had, over the years, we've had quite a few callers tell us great games they've slept through. Quite a few have got to the match and don't remember any of it or found themselves snoring through it. Yeah. So, you know, it's a bit like a darts player. Know your balance. Know that one that gives you an edge and lets you enjoy it, but not too much that you fall asleep.
No, it's true. You wouldn't want it. No. A little story in the Sun today about a dog being reunited with his owner. Mm. Spaniel Keedy has been reunited with owner Keith Fetches, 81.
Keith Fetches?
Surely he should be the dog.
He should be Keith Fetches.
That's right.
If Keith Fetches, what does the dog do? Yeah.
Ridiculous. And
we had a request. Please give the GB Ice hockey team a mention. Yeah. We're currently playing live in the World Championship, drawing 1-1 with Sweden. That's very impressive, isn't it?
That's good.
The Swedes are good, aren't they? It's much more their natural habitat, so the ice. So we'll keep an eye on that. Thank you to whoever sent that in. So good luck to the GB ice hockey team. I used to bowl really well in the nets, fast off stump. Got promoted to the under-18s at 16, says Spencer. Captain tossed me the ball for my first over. 6 wides in a row. Never bowl on an overcast day with a polished ball. To top it off, I dropped a dolly at mid-on. Focused on my football after that. So nothing like the yips. I mean, maybe it was.
I thought he said never bowl in an overcoat.
Never ever bowl in an overcoat. That's very true.
And I've got a little competition for you. I always like to see the newspapers love sort of doing hotter than, you know, I think hotter than. So if it's going to be a prospect of some nice weather, they'll say it's going to be hotter than Mallorca. It's going to be hotter than the south of France. So the Times did it today. I've never seen the Times do it. It says bank holiday to be hotter than. Oh, I want you to guess which place it is.
This bank holiday is going to be hotter than Athens.
Have another guess.
Okay. Mallorca.
No, have another guess. Your final guess.
One more guess. The Sun.
No, it was in the Times. Hotter than Malibu. It's a bit of a strange one, isn't it, really?
That sounds like an ITV2 series, ITV4 type thing, doesn't it? Now, tonight on Hotter Than Malibu. I don't know what it means or what it does, but you can probably guess.
That's true.
Anything else? I've got a nitwit survey for you.
Yeah.
1 in 10 people have used washing up liquid after running out of shampoo. Have you done that?
Yes.
You don't use shampoo, do you?
I do. Of course I do.
7% used air freshener for deodorant.
Some hair.
You're not Arthur No here.
No, I'm not.
So there we are. If you're doing that, I don't know who bothered trying to find that out. But
I've got the NASA Hussein receding fringe.
what a comedy festival that is. We all enjoy that. A lot of cricket jokes.
That's true. Mm. And there's a thing about Aubameyang has bought a new car, and I think he's had it covered.
He's had it wrapped. We've spoke to the guy who does the wrapping. That's his job. But this is slightly different. He has gone for, it's quite special wrapping, apparently. Let's have a look.
It's holographic.
Holographic wrapping on his £270,000 Lamborghini Aventador Roadster. I mean, I take it that, you know, his car's fairly noticeable as it is without having holographic wrapping on it.
No, but it's interesting. You know, when you read it, you think, oh, a typical football, what a ridiculous car, blah, blah, blah. But I actually worked it out. He's on about $300,000. It's not even a week's money for him.
I know.
It's quite cheap. It's like buying a little runaround.
I suppose it is. That's what there probably is, his runaround.
Well, why not?
It's also a refreshing quote from Gareth Bale. He was interviewed in the Sunday Times last week. And you kind of get the idea of if kids are going to make it, they're going to have quite pushy parents. You know, you do hear a lot about pushy parents in football, don't you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
But Gareth Bale was saying, when I was travelling a lot to play in the youth team for the Southampton, my dad always said to me, it look, son, if you're ever not happy and you don't want to do this anymore, we don't have to do that. You know that, don't you? And so that's quite...
That stayed with him all through his time in Madrid.
Yeah. Well, if he'd rather play
he
golf...
He never forgot that lesson.
No, but he said, that's how my parents brought me up and I'm applying that to my kids now. But, you know, you do hear so much about... Because you think the parents must be as driven as the kids if they're going to make it. But, you know, for a dad, all dads should probably do that. And mums, you know, if they've got kids at football clubs. You know,
oh, I think so. Yeah. You don't want to put too much pressure on. You know. I watched the Friends documentary last night.
Oh, yeah.
Produced by our old mate Ben Winston, who, of course, we've had on the show many times.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I heard from Ben earlier in the week, so a very nice message from him. So that was good and tremendous, really. I really enjoyed it,
did you?
Ali Rosso is so funny, so cynical. Friends, a show for people who don't have any. Oh, it's pretty cool.
That wasn't put on the mission statement.
Very good
was
line.
It? Yeah, yeah.
Well, see, the bit though with David Beckham, although my wife seemed to think that David Beckham had actually been in the show. Does anybody know that? Is that right that he'd been in France?
I wouldn't think so. Was he probably still playing at Man United? Anyway, then why would he have come on?
I don't know.
I think Scholesy was in it, wasn't he? I think he had a job in Central Perk, didn't he? Doing the coffees.
I couldn't see why he was in it, really. Yeah. I didn't quite get that. And I didn't really like Ali. I didn't quite buy that whenever he's on his own, he puts on a certain episode of Friends.
He would have been like the Carl Pilkington of Friends, wouldn't he, Paul Scholes? I think, had he been... It would have been interesting casting. Good, yeah. I think he would have done a very good job.
Really. Yeah, yeah. And they reviewed a beer today in the Daily Star. They have a beer column. It's actually not a bad column, as it goes.
Yeah.
And, of course, I can't find the bit now, but they compared this particular beer to Dennis Bergkamp. Which I thought was quite incredible.
Did they just call it Dennis Bergkamp, or did they put any more into that?
No. Of course, I've completely lost the bit. I'll only find it when I get home, but never mind.
Can I ask you if you like VAR?
I hate VAR.
Okay, you hate VAR, but can I tell you something now that I think that will change your mind?
Okay.
They looked at 123 decisions that were changed over the season.
Mm.
42 goals disallowed, 29 penalties awarded, 22 spot kicks waived. Mm. There were 17 red cards awarded via VAR. Without VAR, Arsenal would have finished fourth.
I know.
So you like it now, don't you?
I loved it from that point of view.
Suddenly you become a big advocate of video assistant referees. So, yeah, I mean, obviously that works on the basis that all those decisions were wrong, which they weren't, and they would have got the points for. But still.
Yeah, it's true. Talking of David Beckham, did you do his plan? You must have done his planning news, surely.
David Beckham's planning news. We've done a lot of David Beckham planning news. Have you got one now, then?
I've got one, yeah. I've got
well, wait, we'll have it at the end. Play at the end.
Well, no, I played the trial.
Yeah, I don't mean
trail.
The show.
Well, the trial.
The trial. It's no trial.
I'm on trial. I seem to have failed.
He's obviously taken liberties with the planning news if there's a trial. What's he... Okay, what's it?
David Beckham wants permission to build a deluxe shed for tractors and mowers.
Yeah.
At his £6 million...
Do stop it, mowers.
So there you go.
Planning news on TalkSport.
It's quite speak like that, does it?
Strange thing.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Live announcements, new documentaries. There is plenty for Martin Kellner, squad number 9, king of overnights, hot in Kuala Lumpur, to get his teeth into in his week of sport on TV. Good afternoon, Martin.
Good afternoon. Yes, you're quite right. There's been loads and loads of sport. And for those of us in the semi-retired community who like to sit around watching daytime TV all day, fantastic on Tuesday, of course, when it was the squad announcement, which I really enjoyed it because, I mean, Gareth Southgate, I think, is excellent as far as PR's concerned. I won't make any comment on anything else, but as far as PR's concerned, answered all the questions, including how he broke the news to disappointed players who won't be in the squad.
Yeah.
And he was talking about Eric Dyer, and he said Eric Dyer took the news in a really professional way. So I thought, not like Dominic Cummings then. He wasn't he wasn't going around saying Gareth was incompetent and some of his coaching staff ought to be fired.
No.
I thought that was good. And I have to say, you know, on days when I've been let go by various people, I am probably never as professional as Eric Dyer. In fact, bosses usually, if there's any heavy items...
That reminds me, we just We need a chat with you just after four, Martin. So.
We need a chat. We'll sort of catch up.
Yeah, catch up. Just that's all it is. Just a catch up. That's yeah. Don't think of it as anything else apart from that. But yeah.
And of course, Europa final. Watch that.
Yeah.
Which amazingly, they showed the whole final again last night.
No.
The whole match. Everything.
Really? Nobody could have watched it.
It was on. Well, precisely.
Even Unai Emery would have got bored.
I know. It was on BT Sport last night. Also, at one point, United were so insipid. Ian Dark started talking about the history of Gdansk.
Oh.
You know, how it used to be Danzig, and then how the union organisation Solidarity was set up in the shipyards and all that, and the death of communism. And I thought to myself, oh, yeah, let's have Ian Dark's lecture on the history.
Yeah, Ian Dark's The
you
Death
make
of Communism.
Feel like Danzig.
Yeah. Leo Sayers, You Make Me Feel Like Danzig, it would be called, yeah. But yeah, just brilliant. Ian Dark's History of Communism would be, I'd watch that on BBC 4, wouldn't you?
I've actually been to Gdansk, funnily enough.
You've been to, what made you go to
It was a school cruise when I was about 12.
Houston, looks lovely.
Who had a school cruise? Did you have a school cruise at your school? We used to get on a coach and go to Boulogne for the day. The school cruise.
It was awful. It was a special cruise ship for kids. It had classrooms on it and everything.
Really?
It was awful.
Was it fun? And you just went to good dance?
Me and this other kid, we were the only two not to be seasick in the whole trip. I think we were just throwing up everywhere. Terrible.
Well, it sounds like a... Martin, did you have a school cruise? I'm looking next door. Anybody have a school? No, I'm getting just people shaking their heads. What sort of school was this? Was this the?
It was a normal school. The Devonia is called the boat.
The ship was called. Did anybody else go on a school cruise? Let us know.
We went to Gdynia and Gdansk, which were pretty grim at the time. Heligoland, which I've never even heard of.
Heligoland? You don't mean Legoland?
Heligoland.
Okay.
It's a place called Heligoland.
Yeah.
And Norway, which was quite nice.
Oh yeah, Norway's nice. Lovely. The school cruise. I'm in shock. So
I went to York Minster. We had a trip to York Minster.
That's right. Get out to appalling behaviour in Boulogne on a day trip. That was our trip. Anyway, Manchester United fans again, absolutely sport for choice. We said it last week. They're more documentaries than
United friends. Yeah. Not only that. I mean, obviously the three Manchester United ex-players, Paul Scholes, Rio Ferdinand, and Owen Hargreaves were the pundits for the Europa League final. And I mean, it was really like when you go to a funeral, people try and liven it up a bit. You know, you meet a few because there are some people that will chat to you and you talk over old times and they'll try and put the fun into funeral. I found those three. I mean, it really was a funereal atmosphere. And Jake Humphries is presenting, and he said what I think probably the least enticing come on ever on TV. He said, and we'll talk more about Man United after the break.
Yeah.
I thought, no! I thought we've talked enough about Manchester United. The only words on TV that are sort of less welcoming than that are, you know, and now it's question time with Fiona Bruce. I mean, really.
You've gone right off it,
Martin. Owen's normally quite upbeat, in my opinion.
Yes. Not after that performance.
No, after that. It was very terrible. And they immediately they followed that with the George Best documentary.
Yeah, True Genius. We spoke to the author of the book off the back of it and the director the other day on the show. Yeah.
Did you?
I felt there was one of those. Sometimes you get these documentaries, but I don't know about you, Martin, where you think, I've definitely seen this. I mean, I don't know if this one's different, but
the point they made,
like,
I know it's Callum, his son, narrates
it. They concentrated on the football.
Yeah, they wanted it to be about the football and not all the other stuff in his life. So what did you make of it?
Not that much footage, though, is there, really?
I didn't like it at all. I thought it was a bit facile. Callum Best's Mid-Atlantic voiceover sort of put me off a wee bit. Did like to see the cliff, because we used to live right round the corner from the cliff in Salford 7.
The old training ground,
Yeah, the training ground, which is still there, amazing. I thought they might have built on that. So I'd like to see that. They went to 1963 Cup Final. They started playing The Shadows in the background. And then, for some reason, Runaway, Del Shannon. So I didn't think it was a very imaginative choice of music. Then we had Dandy. What we didn't get was the champagne, cascading champagne.
Well, that's because it was all about the football, wasn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so. Although they did play Dandy, the old Kinks song.
Oh,
It might have been the Herman's Hermits version they played. But anyway, I wasn't hugely impressed. We did get the other programme, though, The United Way, I thought was brilliant. The one that...
With Eric Cantona and...
In Cantonese, but we decided it was more Cantonesque.
Cantonese. Matt Lorenzo's involved in, that's right.
Yes, you need to have a sort of West Ham voice if you're doing
the programme. To give it the gravitas. Now, tomorrow night, I think they launch, or tomorrow, Amazon Prime launched the Sir Alex Ferguson documentary, don't they?
Yes, that's true.
So it'll be interesting to get your thoughts on that next week.
There's also a Busby one going around. There's a Matt Busby documentary going around as well.
Yeah, so that's is that on Sky? Is that on Sky documentary?
I think that might be Netflix. I can't remember. Okay. There's that going around as well.
A lot of people, the school cruise, Andy, quite a few people. I went on a school cruise. S.S. Navassa from Lowly Cannock Grammar, says Glyn Bailey. Didn't sail from Cannock Grammar, did you? I wouldn't think. I did the S.S. Uganda age 12. Tangiers and Malaga, says Martin. They've all been on the school cruise. We definitely went to the wrong school, Martin.
Well, I think it's a generational thing, isn't it? Because even though one day York Minster, you know, my mum made me sandwiches and wrapped them up in tinfoil and a thermos flask. My kids, when they were growing up, which would be about sort of 15 to 20 years ago, would come to me and say, I want to go on a school trip. It's 350 quid. We're going skiing.
Yeah.
You know,
well, so, when you say we, and would you front up, Martin? Were you always happy to go along?
You don't want to deny them the opportunities that you never had.
No, that's very true. Well, if the school cruise had been there for my kids, they could have gone on it.
Good old Google, though. Look, the Devonian's come up there. It's an educational cruise ship.
Is it still sailing?
194 passengers, 834 children in dormitories.
You went on the Mary Rose?
Probably, yeah.
Working from the old...
Just one more yes, programme, because I know we're probably running out of time, which is certainly worth catching. Mark Walters, in the footsteps of Andrew Watson. Mark Walters, of course, went to Rangers at that point when they appointed Graham Souness, and he bought Terry Butcher and Chris Woods, and they all went up there. And what's interesting about it is the fact that Archie McPherson... First, it's interesting because Archie McPherson with hair.
Yeah.
And you'd have to be, if you weren't growing up in that area, you can't remember. You know, he's bald as a billiard ball now. But he had loads of hair in those days.
Yeah.
Very much in a sort of combed across style.
It was a particular style, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was a Frank Boff, very 1970s Frank Boff.
Yeah.
But, full marks to Archie McPherson, because the level of racism that Mark Walters came across, especially when his first match was at Celtic Park, January 1988, which is when Graham Souness gave him his debut. Mm. And you think, that Souness does like to throw people in the deep end.
Yeah.
Because it was a fierce match, and they were the bananas that were raining down, you know. And Archie McPherson said he missed it altogether. Yeah, he didn't expect it, and went to the commentary without commenting on the bananas. And he sort of has recanted now and said that, you know, the next match he talked about it, and he top marks to him, really, for looking back at his old commentaries and saying...
Is that on the iPlayer, Martin? Is that available? Is that BBC
Scotland? It's BBC Scotland, so you get an iPlayer. You look at Mark Walters in the footsteps of this other guy, Andrew Watson, who was the first black international in Scotland, 1881. Unbelievable. But from then until Mark Walters joined, there were no black players, you know, and he was the only black player playing in Scottish football at that point.
When his book came out, he came and saw us, and he told some of those stories. It's very powerful stuff. It's good, powerful stuff.
Great player as well.
Excellent player. Now, I normally say at this point you're on overnight, but I couldn't put it better than your Twitter description. You say, on TalkSport, 1 to 6 a.m. Saturday and Sunday, talking to insomniacs, Malaysians, an elderly gentleman who combined prostate issues with ownership of a digital radio. That's a thing of beauty, Martin. Well done.
Thank you. Bless you.
So you're back overnight. We'll hear from you then, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Excellent.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Now, Russell Westbrook, the Wizards, the other day, picked up an injury and was leaving the court, and some punter decided to dump some
pop.
There we are. That was this afternoon show. Yeah, lots of listeners got in touch. A lot of them went on the school cruise. The SS Uganda was the ship you were on.
Yeah,
he changed.
No, I was on the Devonian.
Oh, yeah, and then it became
sold off for scrap after we ruined it.
Oh, yeah, you trashed it in like a football special. Charles Bonfire as it came into port. Anyway, we're not here on Monday.
Let me just play this to be a very interesting take on Charles.
So this is how it all unfolded and what Charles Barkley said.
We'll be back on Tuesday.
Would this work in the world? Enjoy all the football on TalkSport and TalkSport 2 this weekend. Enjoy the bank holiday and we'll catch up with you next week.
That's unnecessary. That's unnecessary. Just throw the guy out.
He should unnecessary. Be, he should, understatement.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, just ban the dude.
Right, yeah, Russell's hot, as you would expect.
You see, y'all guys always get mad when I tell you what NBA rule I would change.
Which one is that?
I think you should be able to go up in the stands and beat the hell out of one person per game.
So basically, if you abuse a player, he can pick you out of that crowd at random and give you a good hiding. I can't see that. I mean, it would be a lot of jeopardy, and I think you'd find players would probably get abused less.
Yeah, and listen, we've had two bad incidents. You had that one, and you had Trae Young of the Atlanta Hawks was spit on by a fan at MSG, Madison Square Garden in New York, and who has since been banned. They've waited so long, and then you've had these two big incidents with fans kind of ruining for the rest of them. So, yeah, listen, the Barkley thing would be fun, but, there's no way the league would ever allow that to happen.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. That was this afternoon show. Yeah, lots of listeners got in touch. A lot of them went on the school cruise. The SS Uganda was the ship you were on. Then it changed.
Yeah. No, I was on the Devonian.
Oh, and then it became Uganda.
Sold off for scrap after we'd ruined it.
Oh, yeah. You trashed it like a football special. On fire as it came into port. Anyway, we're not here on Monday. So Max and Charlie will be with you. We're having the bank holiday off. We'll be back on Tuesday. Andy will be with me on Tuesday. So enjoy all the football on TalkSport and TalkSport 2 this weekend. Enjoy the bank holiday and we'll catch up with you next week.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.